The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Three marks of manhood.
What is he going to? Let me pull that off my shelf real quick.
Matt Gaspers is the managing editor of Catholic Family News. You can subscribe to Catholic Family News, a great newspaper, a traditional, long, it's been published many, many, many decades. A year and a half ago or so, the publisher, John Venari, a friend of Chris Ferrara's, passed away. I believe he had colon cancer. Is that right, Matt?
Correct. Yeah, it all happened so fast. He started having stomach issues that he had never had before throughout 2016, and basically from diagnosis in the fall of 2016 to his death was less than a year. He passed in April, actually on April 4th, 2017, which is the same day that Francisco Marto of Fatima died.
There are no coincidences, so...
And he was very obviously, John is known for his devotion to Our Lady of Fatima, and he was apparently had a specific devotion to Francisco. So,
and John was also a regular at the CIC, wasn't he?
He was, yes. He was a longtime friend of Michael Matt, the Remnant editor.
I only bring this up just to now. John was a warrior, folks. He was a crusader. You know, Catholic Family News is one of those newspapers that did not go the way of what Chris Ferrara calls novelty. It never did, and you know, it cost John and his family heavily because it cost him readers. But he wasn't going to have a newspaper that wasn't going to print and publish the truth. So my point is, a lot of people, it's the end of the year. If you're looking for charitable places to give your nonprofits to give your money to, CatholicFamilyNews.org would be a good place to start. And you guys are published, what, once per, the hard copy comes out mailed, what, once per month?
Yeah, we issue 12 issues per year, but we also have a... We have an e-edition, which is the newspaper, you know, the print edition electronically, so we have that option also. Then we have we try to publish original material periodically on our website as well, so it definitely keeps me busy, I'll tell you that.
Now, what are the G.C. Dilfsaver's three marks of manhood?
Yes, so the subtitle of his book is How to Be Priest, Prophet, and King of Your Family.
There you go.
And so he talks about, there are chapters devoted to his book. He talks about the scepter of self-discipline, the scepter of authority, the crozier of the co-episcopacy. That's a fascinating one. That's based on a quote that I use in my talk from St. Augustine, where he's talking, he's basically preaching a sermon, and he's addressing specifically the fathers, the heads of the household. Let me see if I can pull up that quote in my talk real quick. He's basically saying that, the man... he's like a bishop in his household, and it's his job to make sure that his family believes correctly and stays away from sin, that sort of thing. So here, I'm going to pull this up in my...
I like the idea of the king of the castle or the bishop of the house. Now, you think about the old episodes of All in the Family with Carol O'Connor playing... Archie Bunker as Norman Lear wanted him to come off as. It was just a total assault on men being the men of the household. But how many times did Archie Bunker say, nah, you sit down there, little Goyle, and you listen to me. That meathead over there doesn't know what he's talking about, but I do.
Exactly, and I think, you know, the challenge that we have in the modern world, I think, is to reclaim the dignity of fatherhood, because the culture has been so demeaning and so malicious against the role of father, specifically in television shows, like you were mentioning, that you either the two stereotypes, I think, are either the tyrant, or the bigot, like Archie Bunker types,
right,
or the idiot, like Homer Simpson.
Right.
You know? We have to reclaim that the father is supposed to be this wise, loving, strong, moral compass for the family. So just getting back to what St. Augustine wrote back in the 5th century, this is what he said to fathers, quote, discharge our office in your own houses. A bishop is called from hence because...
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.